Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we have with us Mr. Ed Chambliss, the founder and CEO of Best Friend Brands, a marketing consultancy helping companies succeed by satisfying the needs of all their stakeholders. Mr. Chambliss is also the author of A One-Legged Stool, How Shareholder Primacy Has Broken Business and What We Can Do About It. And Mr. Chambliss, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, Eric. It's nice to be here with you.
It certainly is. Great to have you out and really do appreciate your time. So for starters, tell us, why did you write this book and what was the inspiration of writing A One-Legged Stool?
Well, it's interesting because I've been in the marketing business for about 30 years. And over the last few decades, I've had increasingly more and more frustrating client meetings, meetings where my client and my team and I would all know what we needed to do to help a company be successful in both the short term and the long term. And we were all nodding our heads and thinking, yep, this is a great idea. We should do this. And then we'd all look at each other and say, but it's never going to happen, is it? No, of course not, because there was always some sort of quarterly earnings call or some number that had to be hit. And the only way of hitting the number was to not invest in the people and the programs that would actually bring long-term success for the corporation. So it just got to be very frustrating. You know, you can only bang your head against the wall so many times before you need to do something about it. So I just decided I needed to do something about it. So I walked away from running a day-to-day business and really just tried to understand how we got here to this world where increasing shareholder value is seen as a panacea for all the world's problems, because it really isn't.
Well, I can certainly see where the motivation came from, and what better person to write this book with all your experience in the marketing space as well for 30 years plus. Who would you say is the audience for this book?
I think the audience is numerous, but I think the common thread is that there are people out there that realize that something is not quite right about the way business is running nowadays. They can't quite put their finger on it. And in large part, I think that's due to the fact that most of us have grown up in the middle of this phenomenon called shareholder primacy, where shareholder needs are always put first. We just think this is normal. This is the way it is. And yet we see that business is not really doing everything it can to make the world a better place and actually profit by it. So they don't know what's going on, but they know something is wrong. So my hope is that people can read this book and say, oh yeah, that makes sense. Now I understand it. And also, here are some things we can do about it.
Now, even taking that further, and I'd be curious, what do you hope business leaders will learn from reading your book, A One-Legged Stool?
Well, I think business leaders are the first among equals in the target audience for this book, because business leaders are the ones who actually can drive significant change in the way their companies are run. I hope that they learn from reading this book that business doesn't have to be the way it is now. It hasn't been this way forever, certainly. Shareholder primacy really only started in the 1970s. Before that, the predominant model was one called managerialism, where business leaders balanced the competing interests of customers and employees and communities and investors, and really did quite well. The 1930 to 1970 is the heyday of managerialism, and that oversaw America becoming an economic and world superpower. But I think if business leaders can realize it doesn't have to be this way, that they're then are ways to be profitable by using the significant power and resources of free enterprise to solve society's problems rather than just making them worse. To put it another way, business is capable of so much more than just converting the planet into money for a handful of people. So why not utilize that power to make the world a better place and profit by it?
Really some great points, and certainly do appreciate your spending a moment with us here today. We're speaking with Mr. Ed Chambliss. He is the founder and CEO of Best Friend Brands, a marketing consultancy helping companies succeed by satisfying the needs of all their stakeholders. Mr. Chambliss is also the author of A One-Legged Stool, How Shareholder Primacy Has Broken Business and what we can do about it here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Chambliss, what are some actionable takeaways that you could offer here?
I think the first really actionable thing that business leaders can take away from this book, and all of us can take away from this book, is that the success of any business depends on more than any one stakeholder. For a business to be successful, it needs the entire ecosystem, where every stakeholder is playing a role. Customers bring in revenue, employees create and distribute and service products, communities welcome companies' physical facilities, and investors provide necessary working capital. They're all necessary. So a business leader's primary job is to balance those competing interests and make sure that it's creating the biggest aggregate success for the entire organization. Now, as they do that, I think that leaders need to keep in mind that the wants and needs of a person really can't be defined by the role they play for the company. Customers certainly want more than a bargain. Employees want more than a paycheck. Communities want more than tax revenue. And investors want more than just capital gains. The common thread is that we're all human beings. We all want a lot of other non-financial benefits, including art and music, justice, equality, a nice dinner with friends, and it's a sustainable environment for our children. And these are things we're all willing to pay for in one way or another. So business leaders need to take a good look at what business they're actually in. Are they there to extract profit for just one stakeholder? Or can they actually create value by solving societal and environmental problems and making the world a better place for all human beings, regardless of role they play? If so, it gives them a chance to profit by making the world a better place.
Fantastic detail shared there, and passionate about the way you did share that message and details, and really appreciate that. Now, I know you offer 6 steps for business leaders. Which one do you think is most important and why?
It sure is. I'll be bold and say step number 2 is the most important, which begs the question, what is step number 1? Step number 1 is a simple one. It's to actually decide that you do want to change. But once you do decide you do want to change the way your company is structured and the way it runs, step number 2 is probably the most important. Step number 2 is defining which human condition you're going to specialize in. It's no longer good enough to be in a particular industry as defined by a NAISC or an SIC code, because human needs are rarely satisfied by just the products and services created by just one industry. So defining what human condition you're going to specialize in can open up a whole world of opportunities for you to satisfy those needs and build revenue and create value. To give you an example, look at the self-storage industry, a place that specializes in creating lockers and rooms where people can securely store their things. That's an industry. But the human condition that's associated with that is called, I have too much stuff in my house. And that human condition can be satisfied, and those problems can be solved by more than just offering storage. So if a self-storage company decided to embrace the human condition, they could also offer other services such as disposal and recycling. They could even work at consignment, of taking things on and selling them on the owner's behalf, or even arranging a connection with a local nonprofit like Goodwill to accept donations in exchange for a tax deduction. There are different ways of solving that human problem of having too much stuff in my house, more than just storing it over the long term. So I think if you look at that and decide, what human condition am I the best person to solve, and how can my company solve that human condition and those problems and satisfy those human needs? That's really what a business should do, because that's going to pave the way for success down the road by picking one area that you can specialize in.
A perfect place to conclude here today. Mr. Chambliss, really do appreciate your visit with us here today and what you do in this space. Tell our listeners where they could get more information on your book, A One-Legged Stool, where they could pick up the book if they chose to do so, and where they get more information on Best Friend Brands.
The best place to do it is to go to the website for the book. It's called aonelegedstool.com. You can also reach me on LinkedIn. My handle there is Ed Chambliss, E-D-C-H-A-M-B-L-I-S-S.
And that certainly is easy enough, and we'll include these links within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Mr. Chambliss, all the best, and hopefully we can have you back on in the future once again here on Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Eric.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Ed Chambliss, the founder and CEO of Best Friend Brands, a marketing consultancy helping companies succeed by satisfying the needs of all their stakeholders. Mr. Chambliss is also the author of A One-Legged Stool, How Shareholder Primacy Has Broken Business and What We Can Do About It. And for further details, visit aonelegedstool.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.